Blog Talk Radio.
I heard him say, he brought me from a mighty long way. And now today, I can testify that I believe it. On my way, realize he's the one who kept me. When the storms of life arise, sleepless nights and death for pride, he has captured every tear, assuring me every prayer, waiting on the answer, only to discover he is near, and he hears every prayer. He has done great things, and I believe he's a God who's always answers prayer.
Welcome to today's show, Real Talk. This is Glenda Fields, your host of Gospel Anointed Ministries Radio. Today on our show, I'm joined by Pastor Ruth Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom Objectives, and Gospel Anointed Ministries. On today's show, we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching Pastor Fields is doing called, What is Your Name? What is your name? Now, on with today's show, we will give Pastor Fields the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience and move forward into his teaching segment. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours.
Good morning once again to each of you. We greet you with the joy that comes from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, and certainly we're excited once again to be able to just share a word from the Word of the Lord. For those who are joining us today, we thank God for your attendance today. There's another blessed word that God has blessed us with on today, a particular subject that is of importance to each and every believer in Christ. We have to know particularly who you are in Him. In other words, as the topic implies today, it's a question being asked, what is your name? What is your name? Praise God. Who are you? Praise God. In other words, what is your name? Praise God. Who does God say that you are? Praise the Lord. Now, let's get to it today. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the book of Genesis, the first book in the Bible. Praise God. And we're reading from the King James Version, as always. We want to read several passages in Genesis, starting in the 17th chapter. Verse 1, and then we're going to read a few passages there, and then we want to skip to Genesis 32 for those that are taking notes today, and then finally we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Genesis 17, and we want to start reading in that first verse. Genesis 17, 1 says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, that means he was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. God identified who he was. He said, I am the Almighty God. There is no other God before me. He said, I walk before me and be thou perfect. Or rather mature, praise the Lord. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. This is God now exclaiming to Abram who he is and what it is that he is doing at this particular time. He said, I'm making a covenant between me and you, and I'm going to multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. neither shall thy name anymore, verse 5, be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Glory. Hallelujah. What is your name? Genesis 32, and we want to begin reading the verses 27 and 28. Genesis 32, 27, 28. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. Another one of God's servants. He says, what is your name? He says, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but rather Israel. For a prince hast thou, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Finally, Jeremiah 1, 4 through 5, and then verse 10. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Verse 10, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. The question on the floor today, beloved, is what is your name? We're dealing with three scenarios here with Abram, who was addressed by God, who changed his name to Abraham, and then Genesis 32, Jacob, whose name he changed to Israel. And he's telling them who it is that they are. And then Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, he says, before I formed you in the belly of your mother's womb, I knew you, and I had called you unto a work. I had ordained you, that is, set over your life God's will and purpose. He said to be a prophet over the nations. But the question is, what is your name? Who are you? What did God call you to do? Praise the Lord. Names are extremely important. They usually give us an individual identification or a family identity. It is interesting, though, how God allows our families, that is, our mothers and fathers, grandparents, or even other relatives or friends, to name us after their own particular passions. And perhaps those names have even shaped our lives until this present time. However, it is important for us to know also that the Heavenly Father has chosen a name for us that is different from the one that you have been previously referred to. My brothers and sisters in Christ, perhaps like Jacob, you have been bamboozled into thinking that your name has trapped you into a life that is defined by tricking and supplanting. But know that God has changed all that, because he has a name for you that speaks not to your past, but rather to your destiny. I believe I'll say that again. But the name that God has called you or called over your life is a name that does not speak to your past, but it's a name rather that speaks concerning your future or your destiny. Praise the Lord. And all you got to do is ask him, what is my name? It's as simple as that. Asking the Lord, what is my name? Who do you call me? What do you call me? Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Tell me who I really am. I don't care what they have been calling me, but who do you call me? You see, it is vitally important for us to know what the Father has to say about the matter. It is. It is indeed important for us to know, my brothers and sisters, what God has to say concerning the matter of who we are and what we've been called to do, because our name, the real name, the name that God has called over our lives, it defines for us who we really are and what God has called us to do. Just like with Abraham and with Jacob, God has a name for us that defines who we truly are. The Lord told Abram, I am God Almighty. Serve me faithfully and live a blameless life. Glory to God. He wasn't just speaking that to Abraham. God speaks that unto you and unto me, praise God, because he wants us to know that in order for us to fulfill his purpose and destiny, there is a certain protocol in the kingdom. God says you have to walk before me faithfully and live a life that is blameless. In order for you to get into the will that God has for you, we have to follow the example of Jesus, really, because it really defines. Jesus said unto them, I didn't come to do my own thing. I came to do the will of the one that sent me. And the Bible says he made no reputation of himself. And out of all that they tried to do to him and do towards him, the Bible says that all of these things he said not. Why? Because he knew his purpose. He came to do a work because he had been sent by the Father to fulfill his will and destiny. So Jesus knew, like you and I, we ought to know that it's not about us, but it's about God and his purpose. Why did you send me? Who am I? Why am I? And what did you send me here to do? Why am I still here? Why did others allow to be passed on through the earth that I'm still here? Praise God. What is my name? Glory to God. God has the same message for us today. He says, I am God Almighty. He identifies himself. He says, and if you serve me faithfully and live a blameless life, I'll show you what it is that I've called you. I'll show you who you are, and I'll show you what I've called you to do. We are to obey the Lord in every respect because he is God. The reverence that we should have for him, that level of respect, the fear of the Lord, to worship him, to love him, and to honor him, that is reason enough. If you don't think the benefits of obedience are worth it, consider who God is, the only one with the power and ability to meet your every need. So why did God repeat his covenant to Abraham? According to that 17th chapter, why did God repeat the covenant to Abraham twice before he had mentioned this particular agreement? Here, however, God was bringing it into focus and preparing to carry it out. Twice before, in Genesis 12 and in Genesis 15, he had mentioned the agreement, the covenant. But here, in the 17th, God is about to set things into motion. He revealed to Abram several specific parts of his covenant. Number one, God would give Abram many descendants. He said, this is what I'm going to do. This is my part of the agreement. I'm going to make you exceeding. Praise the Lord. Number two, he says, many nations would descend from him. He says, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number three, God would maintain his covenant with Abram's descendants. Four, God would give Abram's descendants the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan. God gave it to them. That's why today the descendants of Abram are still holding down the land that God gave them, because God gave it to them. And God watches over the covenant agreement that he gave. That's why the land is still in the possession of those to whom God gave it. Praise the Lord. God charged Abram's, he changed Abram's name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. A father of many nations. Shortly before the promised son was conceived, from this point on, the Bible calls him Abraham. He says, so a father of many nations are you. Your name has to define who you are and what I've called you to do. So your name shall no longer be Abram, but rather Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made you. God was making a covenant, a contract between himself and Abraham. The terms were simple. Abraham would obey God and circumcise all the males in his household. God's part was to give Abraham heirs, to give him property, power, and wealth. Most contracts are even trades. You give me and I give you that. We give something in return. In turn, we receive something of equal value. But when we become part of God's covenant family, the blessings we receive far outweigh what we must give up. Oh, glory, hallelujah. This is a wonderful exchange that God gives us more in the contract than we receive, than we give back unto him. So it's not an equal and separate agreement. Praise God. God gives us far more than you and I are able to give back unto him, simply because he says, I'm God. And my part in the agreement is because I choose to do this. Now, all I'm asking of you is that you do that in return. Praise the Lord. God gave many Bible people new names. In verse chapter 32, we see that he changed Jacob's name, but he changed the name of Abraham. He changed the name of Sarah to Sarah. He changed the name of Peter. Their new names were symbols of how God had changed their lives. Here we see how Jacob's character has changed. Jacob, the ambitious deceiver, and now he has become Israel, the one who struggles with God and overcomes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God knew you. Hallelujah. That's the real question today. What is thy name? What is your name? He knew you. As he declared unto Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 1:5, he says, for I knew you. Before I formed you, I knew who you were, and I had already ordained or declared something over your life. You to be a prophet unto nations. Don't you know who you are? Hallelujah. God knew you as he knew Jeremiah. Long before you were born or even conceived, he thought about you and planned for you. When you feel, of course, discouraged and inadequate, remember that God has always thought of you as valuable and that he has a purpose in mind for you. Glory. Jeremiah was appointed by God as spokesman to the world. Hallelujah. God has a purpose for each believer in Christ. But some people are appointed by God for specific kinds of work. Samson, according to Judges 13:3-5, he was called for specific work. David in 1 Samuel 16, 12, 13. John the Baptist. Luke 1:13-17, and the Apostle Paul, Galatians 1:15-16, were also called to do particular jobs for God. Whatever work God has called you to do should be done for the glory of God. According to Philippians 1:11, if God gives you a specific task, accept it cheerfully and do it with diligence. I'll say that again. If God gives you a specific task, beloved, accept it cheerfully and do it with diligence. If God has not given you a specific call or assignment, then seek to fulfill the common goal or mission that he has given to all believers. We know it as the Great Commission, to love, to obey, and to serve God until his guidance becomes clearer. Just do the common call, that is, go unto all nations and teach them whatsoever I have told you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And know, behold, Lord, that I'm always with you even until the end of the age. Praise God. We have been called with a holy calling, and we are to love, serve, and to obey God while we sojourn here on earth. Until he gives you a specific call, just do. Praise God. Operate according to the common call for all believers to take the gospel. God appointed Jeremiah to bring his word to nations and kingdoms. Jeremiah's work was to warn not only the Jews, but all nations of the world about God's judgment for sin. Don't forget, as you read the Old Testament, that while God was consistently working through the people of Judah and Israel, his plan was to communicate to every nation and person. We are included in Jeremiah's message of judgment and hope. And as believers, we are to share God's desire to reach the whole world for him, which therefore, beloved, once again brings us to the Great Commission, that we to go to all nations of men, teaching them. We have a call, praise God. But what God has called you to do in this particular season, while you're waiting for him to define, maybe this is not the particular season for him to reveal unto you the specific work. But while we're waiting, just operate in the common call that he has for all believers. We thank God today for his specific word. And we do know, according to the lives of these individuals that have been defined here today, that God calls us unto specific things. And when he defines for you who you are and what he's called for you to do, just simply answer the call. To God be the glory. May he continue to bless each and every one of us as we work to fulfill God's will and his destiny for our lives as he reveals it. And we thank God today in Jesus' name. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that inspirational teaching here in the studio, Pastor Fields. We are now down to the commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk. This is Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio, and I have been joined in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields, our special guest of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries. He has been discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching he's been doing called What Is Your Name? And Pastor Fields, we had Evangelist Samantha, and she wanted to thank you for reminding the body of Christ how important it is to know who we are, whose we are, and what we're supposed to be doing by your teaching segment topic, What Is Your Name? She wanted to share that with you to encourage you in the studio today. And she said to continue to pray for the body of Christ, for those who don't know who they are, so that they will get to the place in God where they will get an understanding of what he's actually calling them to. So we will give you the opportunity to give final comments or to close us out in prayer as Evangelist Samantha was requesting.
Amen. Praise God. And certainly thank God to Evangelist Samantha on today. Thank you for your kind words on this morning. We certainly thank God for you. Let us pray, saints of God. Father, today we are so grateful that you have given us your rich word, God, a word that tells us not only who we are, but what we've been called to do. And for those, Lord God, who are still trying to find identity, those, Lord God, who still don't know who they are, Father, may you draw them closer unto yourself, Father, by your Spirit. Today we proclaim and declare, decree, Lord God, over their lives, that you may draw them closer, Lord God, while they're still running rampant throughout the earth, God, trying to identify with this one and that one, God, trying to find, Father, true revelation of who they really are, when you've already defined to us, God, that we are the chosen generation. You've already told us, God, that we are the royal priesthood, Lord God. We are a holy nation, Father, and a peculiar people. We've been called, Father, to be ambassadors for Christ in the earth. We bear the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You've told us who we are, God, and may we continue to run with fervor as we continue, Father, to fulfill your mandate and take in this gospel unto all nations of men around the world, teaching them to observe, as you said, those things whatsoever you have told all of us, and baptizing them indeed. Identifying, Father, with the body of Christ. And you said, Lord, you be with us, Father, to enable us, to empower us, to direct, to guide, to protect, and to provide for us all that we need until, Father, the end of the age. We thank you today that we know who we are in you, Lord God. And may you continue to reveal to those who are still wondering, those, Father, who are still wrestling, trying to figure it out. May you reveal it, Father, when we continue to lift up Jesus, Father, in every situation and circumstance. Because you said, if you be lifted, Father, that you would draw all men unto yourself. We thank you today, Father, for every believer in Christ, those who are saved, those who are being saved, and those who shall be saved. We respectfully submit unto your holy eternal name. And we give you glory right now, Father, for victory as we declare. And we receive it today in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God.
Our service now comes to a close. And you still have the opportunity to let Pastor Fields know how you are enjoying the Real Talk segment. And you can do that via his website, which is www.godsanointedministries.com. And also his church website, which is www.ghkc1.org. And let him know about the show segments you would like him to do, as well as give the man of God feedback. And you can email him at gam@godsanointedministries.com. As well as in this time and in this season, you can avail yourself to assist in the man of God in the various assignments and mandates that God have upon his life in this season through your monetary donations. And you can do that via his website, which is, again, www.godsanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org. For his various upcoming television segments and radio broadcast segments, thank you for tuning in to God's Anointed Ministries Radio. This is Glenda Fields, your host. I bid you God's favor and Godspeed upon your life.
Oh, holiness, what I long for. Holiness, what I need. Holiness, holiness, what you want for me, for me.